This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1232. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Hey there, welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, the topic of today's question may seem odd, given that for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, we're right in the middle of winter. Now, even though it's supposed to be winter, as I record this episode, right now, it's 80 degrees Fahrenheit outside, or about 27 degrees centigrade. Now, if you live in an area with actual winter weather, I promise you'll still find today's Q&A interesting and probably more importantly, useful. All right, enough of that. Let's finally hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email. Art writes, "Hello, Dr. Neil. I listen to your podcast every day. I find the information helpful and intriguing, not to mention thought-provoking. Thank you for sharing this life-changing information with us. I am a 57-year-old male living in Southern California." Hey, Art, we're neighbors, by the way. Anyways, last year, a very good friend of mine was diagnosed with melanoma skin cancer on his neck, and he is working through his treatments now. My wife is very concerned that I may be a candidate for this type of cancer because I rarely put on sunscreen when I work and play outside. I am willing to apply a preventative lotion on my neck daily, but I don't want to smell like a coconut. What preventative application do you recommend? And is a one-time daily application like Supergoop brand sunscreen adequate to hedge against skin cancer? Thank you in advance for your response. Thank you, Art, for taking the time to send me your question. First, I'm very sorry to hear about your friend and his diagnosis. I'm sending healing thoughts his way. I actually recently had some suspicious moles removed from the middle of my back. I've always had moles, so getting one or two removed here and there is nothing new to me. Now, even though I am darker skinned, I've always been good about wearing sunscreen and have been lucky enough to have only experienced one instance of getting sunburned. When I'm not wearing a hat outside, in fact, I'll even put sunscreen in my hair to protect my scalp. But at a routine visit to my dermatologist, a doctor that specializes in skin conditions, they expressed some concern about a little mole cluster in the middle of my back. Again, I've had moles removed before, and usually the doctor will say something to me like, it's probably no big deal, but let's remove these moles just to be safe so that they don't become cancerous later. Instead, this time, as the doctor was examining this particular mole cluster, they said things like, how often do you wear sunscreen? How many times have you been sunburned? How often have you been sunburned in this area of your back where these moles are? That made me worried. But luckily, the moles turned out to be benign, meaning they were harmless. But it served as a reminder that I need to stay vigilant about wearing sunscreen and not get sunburned. So I keep mentioning sunburns. This is because researchers found that sunburns dramatically increase our risk for skin cancer. More sunburns lead to a potentially higher risk for skin cancer later in life. But we're learning that sunburns aren't the only potential problem. Long-term sun exposure in general, without sunburns, can increase our risk for skin cancer too, especially among those that have fair skin. So doctors recommend that we wear sunscreen anytime we're going to be outside. Which brings us back to your question, Art. Are there sunscreen options that will help prevent skin cancer, but that are first, easy to apply and can last all day without reapplication, and second, don't make you smell like you just bathed in coconut water? Well, luckily, there are. Here are some recommendations according to the American Academy of Dermatology Association. First, as I mentioned before, they recommend we wear sunscreen anytime we're spending time outside, even on cloudy, wintry days. The purpose of wearing sunscreen is to protect our skin from harmful ultraviolet rays, sometimes referred to as UV rays. These UV rays increase our risk for skin cancer. But how much sunscreen do we actually need to apply and how often? Well, it's recommended that we apply sunscreen to any area of the body that's being exposed to the sun. No duh, right? But there are areas we tend to forget about. Art, you mentioned applying sunscreen to the back of your neck. That's great. But don't forget your ears, your forehead, the nose, your cheeks, and lips. Now, applying sunscreen to the lips wouldn't be all that pleasant. So it's best to find a lip balm that contains sunscreen in it. The goal is to find sunscreen that protects from both ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B rays, abbreviated UVA and UVB rays, with an SPF of 30 or higher and a sunscreen that's water resistant. And be sure to apply the sunscreen at least 15 minutes before going outside. Now, when it comes to the type of sunscreen, whether it's going to last all day or for just 2 hours, I have to quote the American Academy of Dermatology Association here. Quote, "The best type of sunscreen is the one you will use again and again." End quote. In the US, sunscreens are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, and they're considered over-the-counter drugs. So it's unlikely that you'll end up purchasing one that's completely ineffective. Instead, the type of sunscreen you prefer to use is a matter of personal choice. So if you prefer unscented varieties, that's fine. If you prefer one that you can keep on all day, that's fine too. Whichever you end up choosing, the trick is to look at the instructions on the bottle and follow them. If it says to reapply every 2 hours, be sure to do so. If the bottle says reapply after exposure to moisture, do it. Again, the most important things are to regularly use it and be sure to apply it to all areas of the body that are exposed to the sun.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Thank you again so much for the question, Art. And again, I'm wishing your dear friend a speedy recovery. Now, you're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win books, you can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. You can also call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you could submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, and that's our 1,232nd episode. It's all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep this show going. And I'll see you back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.